When my brother Fudge was 5, he discovered money in a big way. "Hey, Pete," he said one night as I was getting out of the shower, "how much would it cost to buy New York?" "The city or the state?" I asked, as if it were a serious question. "Which is bigger?" "The state, but all the good stuff is in the city." People who don't live in the city might disagree, but I'm a city kind of guy. "We live in the city, right?" Fudge said. He was sitting on the open toilet seat in his pajamas. "You're not doing anything, are you?" I asked as I toweled myself dry. "What do you mean, Pete?" "I mean you're sitting on the toilet and you haven't pulled down your PJs." He swung his feet and started laughing. "Don't worry, Pete. Only Tootsie still poops in her pants." Tootsie is our little sister. She'll be 2 in February. Fudge watched as I combed my wet hair. "Are you going someplace?" he asked. "Yeah, to bed." I got into clean boxers and pulled a t-shirt over my head. "Then how come you're getting dressed?" "I'm not getting dressed. Starting tonight, this is what I wear instead of pajamas. And how come you're still up?" "I can't go to sleep until you tell me, Pete."
"Tell you what?"
"How much it would cost to buy New York City."
"Well, the Dutch paid about $24 for it back in the 1600s.
$24? His eyes opened wide. "That's all?"
"Yeah, it was a real bargain. But don't get your hopes up. That's not what it would cost today, even if it were for sale, which it's not."
"How do you know, Pete?"
"Believe me, I know."
"But how?"
"Listen, Fudge, by the time you're 12, there's a lot of stuff you know, and you don't even know how you know it."
He repeated my line. "There's a lot of stuff you know, and you don't even know how you know it."
Then he laughed like crazy.
"That's a tongue twister, Pete."
"No, that's just the truth, Fudge."
The next day, he was at it again. In the elevator, he asked Sheila Tubman, "How much money do you have, Sheila?"
"That's not a polite question, Fudgy," she told him. "Nice people don't talk about their money, especially in these times."
Sheila gave me a look like it was my fault my brother has no manners. I hope she's not in my class this year. I hope that every year, and every year she's there, like some kind of itch you can't get rid of, no matter how hard you scratch.
"I'm nice," Fudge said, "and I like to talk about money. You want to know how much I have?"
"No," Sheila told him. "It's nobody's business but yours."
He told her anyway. I knew he would.
"I have $14.74. I mize my money every night before I go to sleep."
"You mize your money?" Sheila asked. Then she shook her head at me like it's my fault he thinks mize is a word.
Henry, who runs the elevator in our building, laughed.
"Nothing like having a miser in the family."
"You don't have to be a miser, Fudge," Sheila said. "If you like counting money so much, you can work at a bank when you grow up."
"Yeah," Fudge said. "I can work at a bank and mize my money all day long."
Sheila sighed. "He doesn't get it," she said to me.
"He's only 5, I reminded her.